Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time with Pastors James and Letha Turner. The average person spends 13 hours a year on hold with an operator, over 40 hours a year just waiting in traffic, and over 1,800 hours a year watching television or on social media. Pastor James says, why not redeem some of that wasted time on memorizing God's Word? Join Pastor James and his wife Letha every day to memorize powerful Bible verses that will encourage you, convict you, challenge you, inspire you, and equip you. They teach these powerful verses in such a way that even a young child can memorize these verses. So grab your family and let's get into God's Word together.
Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time, where we are memorizing God's Word one verse every day. This week we are memorizing scriptures on victory. Today we are memorizing Romans 8:31 in the New King James Version. Romans 8:31 says, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Everybody say Romans 8:31 with me three times.
Romans 8:31.
Again, Romans 8:31. One more time.
Romans 8:31.
Now repeat this. What shall we say then to these things? What shall we say then to these things? Again, what shall we say then to these things? Again, what shall we say then to these things? Again, what shall we say then to these things? One more time. What shall we say then to these things? Then it goes on and says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Say that with me five times. If God be for us, who can be against us? Again, if God be for us, who can be against us? Again, if God be for us, who can be against us? Again, if God be for us, who can be against us? One more time. If God be for us, who can be against us? Now we're going to put all that together, Romans 8:31. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? We're going to say it together five times.
Romans 8:31.
What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. Romans 8:31. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. Again, Romans 8:31. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. Again, Romans 8:31. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. Two more times. Romans 8:31. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. Now everybody out there, good and loud, let's say it one more time. Romans 8:31. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31.
Thank you for joining Pastors James and his wife Letha on the Holy Spirit Broadcasting Network. James and Letha Turner are pastors, teachers, evangelists, and Assemblies of God U.S. missionaries. In the past 20 years, they have raised up thousands of believers and dozens of ministries that minister on the streets, under bridges, in the projects, and in the hood. They are passionate about preaching the gospel, reaching the lost, loving on the homeless, and rescuing women from the life of drugs and prostitution. To learn more about their ministry, or to partner with them to plant inner-city churches all over America, go to their website today at bridgethegap.net.